If you want to become great at anything, you have to become a great student first. I'm going to go over 8 habits of my most successful clients after 8 years of owning a gym and training thousands of clients through different programs with different goals. And the one unique thing is that despite the goals, despite the fitness level, all the successful clients, they shared these 8 traits together. And the very first one is, it's not that they knew more, it's just that they simply did more. Everybody is getting the same information. We don't hide information from certain clients. They're all getting similar nutritional guidance despite their goals. There's these general guidelines that we follow. Same thing with our workout protocols. Everybody gets the same information. It's just some people, they apply it more. Everyone's getting the same style of membership. They're all getting 3 times a week with classes, with an accountability coach, with nutritional guidance. But some people, they take that and they run with it, versus others, they're not applying themselves to the program. They're not taking advantage of all of these different aids at their service. So the people that are doing more, their input is greater, so their output is definitely going to be greater. Now, number 2, faith fuels results and skepticism repels them. And I really feel for a lot of people, especially when it comes to fitness, because there is just so much stuff out there that does not work, whether it's some sort of nutritional program or some infomercial workout equipment that you're going to buy that's going to shred up your abs. People have been burnt in the fitness industry for decades when it comes to pulling on your heartstrings, promising you that you're going to take this magic supplement, lose weight, and then it doesn't work. So naturally, there's going to be a level of skepticism in there. And a lot of people, this is why we provide social proof. This is why we show people like, hey, this works. These are real people. These are their testimonials. These are their results. Check it out. You can do it too. So we can get rid of this skepticism, build some faith in that client. But even then, some people are just like, they're skeptical from the start. It's like, okay, I want to find out, are these Google reviews actually real? You know, are the people on your wall, do they actually go to this gym? Did they really achieve this in 6 weeks? I'm going to do some research. If that's where your energy is going when you adopt a program, you're never going to get to the point where you believe in the program. And if you don't believe in the program, then how are you going to believe in yourself, your ability to achieve success with this program? So anything that you do, any program that you decide you're going to commit to, first, it has to start with faith. You have to believe in the program. You have to believe in your coaches. You have to believe, most importantly, in yourself. Number 3, their schedules are consistent. Now, I'm fully aware that this just is not possible for certain people. Some people, their work schedule is extremely dynamic. But even for those people, there should be an absolute minimum of days that are non-negotiable for you, where you're going to say, no matter what, you're going to make it to the gym. An absolute, on a worst week, minimum 3 days a week. For those people who do have super consistent schedules, you need to figure out which 3 days or more you're going to completely block out an hour and a half of your time. That gives you an hour to work out, 30 minutes of commute time, so that you can get your workout in, and everything else in your life, especially anything that's leisure related, it's going to get worked around these times. Your workout, your fitness, it's an absolute priority. That's how you see the most success. That's what all of these clients over the years had in common, is that nothing ever got in the way of them and their workout. Their schedules are consistent week to week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 a.m. They'll be there no matter what, whatever time it is. You can bet on it. Number 4, they come for the gym, but they stay for the community. And having that consistent schedule, it really helps that. At 6 a.m., we have such a consistent crew. We call them the 6 a.m. crew, and they are there. They've been there for years. And you will never see them in the evening because it is just baked into their lifestyle. They can't imagine starting their day without the workout. And having these community events, having these one-off classes that we like to do, we call this kind of like the glue of our gym. So you kind of belonging to some sort of community is just going to solidify these habits for you even more so. Because in the beginning, especially when you're not really seeing results, you don't really know what to do. Working out, it's not the funnest thing in the world to do. It could be a lonely journey on your own. But when you can belong to a gym, somewhere where you have a community, you actually have fun, you're cracking jokes with friends as you're working out, then it's a lot more exciting. It's a lot more enticing to go to the gym on a regular basis. Number five, clients who pay more attention. And I completely understand that everybody wants to save money. Who doesn't want to save money? I will give you a perfect example. I signed up for a three-day course that is literally happening right now as I'm doing this podcast, and it was free. And it's by some people that I really know and respect. And I'm probably going to get on the call when I get done with this episode. But if I was paying, if I paid like $1,500 for this course, you better believe that I would have took the day off of work. I would have been sitting down with a pen and paper, taking notes and not missing a single second of that seminar. But because it's free, I don't take it as serious. And that's just human nature. So our training programs are the exact same way. The clients that have the more expensive memberships, they see better results, not because they're getting extra training. Again, they're getting the same information. It's just they're doing more. And in this situation, it's because we're forcing them to do it with the sessions. But even clients who have, I've given my program for free to my sisters, to my cousins, different family members, and I have watched them do absolutely nothing with it. But the people that pay $900 to sign up with us, they absolutely crush it. They hit their goals and they're ready for more. Number six, they're emotionally resilient. This is an important trait. No matter where you are in your journey, no matter where you are in life, you have to be emotionally resilient. People start at our gym because they have goals. They have a vision for themselves, and it's our job to show them the path to achieve it. What I will not do is set unrealistic expectations for them, because it's hard enough to conceptualize the fact that, hey, at some point, you're going to hit a plateau. At some point, you're going to be doing everything right, and you deserve more results, and you're just going to get stuck for a few weeks. That's a totally normal part of any fitness journey. And in the beginning, it's super exciting, right? It's like everything that you're doing is working. You're losing weight quickly. And then what do you do when you hit that wall? You have to have the emotional resiliency to be able to overcome it and be more focused on the inputs than the outputs. And my most successful clients over these years, they focus on the inputs. They're not concerned with the outputs. It's more of a byproduct, right? It's a added benefit of what they really love. And that's the process. Number seven, those with a long time horizon, they always win. And this goes back to setting those unrealistic expectations. I've had clients who come in super hot. They're like, yeah, I'm doing everything right. I'm working out 5 days a week. I lost 20 pounds my first month. I'm going to go for another 20 next month. And I'm like, hey, you know, it's really cool. In the beginning, you're going to see really fast results. But some of those beginner gains are gone. Like 10 pounds would be absolutely awesome. And then when they ignore that advice and they still set that unrealistic expectation, it sets yourself up to lose. But if you have this longer time horizon, again, you're more focused on the inputs than the outputs, then you will always win. You'll never be disappointed. And setting those unrealistic expectations for yourself, it can be good in a way, yes, if you're going to be super ambitious, but you cannot be tied to the outcome. Because if you keep doing that over and over again, you're setting yourself up for failure. Every single time that loss, it's going to take a little piece from you. But if you just forget all of those super harsh expectations on yourself, you expand your time horizon, you say, hey, I'm in this for the lifestyle, then you're always going to win at the end because you have all the time in the world to do it. And again, you're more focused on the process than the outcome. The outcome is an added benefit. It is a byproduct to the lifestyle that you would be doing anyways, no matter what. Number eight, they begin to serve others. And this is probably the most rewarding thing for me to be able to see in the gym. It's the highest form of understanding for my students. It's their ability to see others who are starting out the same way that they did, and then their ability to teach them what they have learned over the past few months or even years for some of my clients. And this is when everything comes full circle, right? It's a great feeling for me as a coach. It's a great feeling for my clients who are now able to pay it forward. And then in the meantime, everything that they're teaching to our fellow clients, they're actually reinforcing everything that they have learned for the past few months. They're reinforcing all of that education that they've received about nutrition, about lifestyle, about emotional resilience, about time management. They're reinforcing all of that stuff and telling these people what has worked for them. This is what originally got me into fitness in the first place. Fitness changed my life from day one. It taught me discipline. It taught me time management. It taught me how to handle my emotions. It taught me how to manifest. And all I wanted to do once that I saw that this actually worked for me is tell everybody around me. And that's what made me into the coach that I am today. So seeing my clients be able to do it, it really is the highest form of understanding, because now they're regurgitating everything that they've learned. And again, just reinforcing these habits within themselves by teaching it, paying it forward to the next person. If you want to be great in any field, you have to be a great student first. Now, being a great student, it means a lot of things. But again, these are some of the most common traits I've seen across all clients with different types of goals. So my most successful clients, they don't know more, they just do more. They let their faith fuel their results, and they stay completely clear of any skepticism in their mind. They make sure their schedule is consistent and everything else gets booked around it. They came for the gym originally, but they have become a part of a community that always has them coming back. And they do pay more, so they simply pay more attention. They're absolutely emotionally resilient, and they don't let any type of obstacles discourage them from reaching their goals. They have a long time horizon because they understand that this is now a lifestyle, which is why they always win in the end. And then they take it full circle and they begin to serve others. These are the traits of a super successful student and someone who is going to master their program. And if you can apply all 8 of these traits, then there's nothing that's going to be able to stop you from reaching the top of your class.